Delicious. Okay. Where's your mom?
She's outside.
Oh, yeah. She told me that she will be outside. But I saw her in a library on her Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I think you were there. You were outside together with your mom, right?
Yes. No, at my home.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that was Monday. That was last Monday. She said, me and Kate and my husband are outside.
Yeah.
So you went to the library?
No, I go to my teacher's house to learn.
Oh, okay. What did you learn with your teacher?
I learned math.
Ah, okay. You can say, I went to my teacher's house to learn math.
I went to my teacher's house to learn math.
Or you can say, to study math. I went to my teacher's house to study math.
I went to my teacher's house to study math.
All right. Perfect. Okay. So you study math with your teacher?
Yeah.
Like a tutorial?
Wow. What tutorial?
Special lesson.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you can write that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Tutorial, it means you are having, or you're studying, or having a special lesson with a tutor, like this. This is English tutorial.
Special.
Okay, so right now you are studying English with me. So this is a tutorial and a special lesson.
Yeah.
So you study math?
Yeah.
Special lesson?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So thanks for sharing. Let's get started with our lesson. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, let's get started. So the last time, we stopped at page 48. Right? It's about lizard.
My mom says we will learn about this color.
What? What page?
My mom says I will learn about this color.
Oh, what? I'm sorry?
My mom says I will learn the Discover.
Oxford Discover?
Yeah.
Not Cambridge?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh. Oxford Discover? Okay, I remember we have stopped at page... Okay, we stopped at unit 13, and we're now on unit 14, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Okay, let's have the words. So listen and point to the words. Listen again and say the words, all right? So repeat after me. Oops, what happened?
Oh my God.
What happened?
Oh my God.
What's that?
I just... Oh my God. Oh my God.
Okay, so repeat after me. Department store.
Department store.
Very good. One more time. Department store.
Department store.
Restaurant. Restaurant.
Restaurant.
Movie theater.
Movie theater.
Movie theater.
Movie sale.
Hotel.
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 Cornfield.
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 Orchard.
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 New.
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 Old.
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 Okay, very good. One more time.
Department store. Mm-hmm. Restaurants. Movie theater. Hotel. Cornfield.
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 Very good. Mm-hmm.
Orchard. New.
Mm-hmm.
Old.
All right. Very good. Okay. Have you been in a movie theater before?
Yes, I have.
You've been, okay. What movie have you watched? I'm sorry? You've watched Lion King?
Yeah. I'm not.
Leo da Vinci?
Yeah.
But that's going to be shown on November 5th. So it's already showing in the theaters?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. How about going to the department store? Do you go to the department store?
Yeah. I will buy some pretty...
Oh, so when you go to the department store, you usually buy a teddy bear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. All right. Is your house old or new?
My house is new.
Oh, okay. Is that your own house? Your family's house?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. It's not an apartment, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks for sharing. Okay. Okay. Let's go to letter B. Look at the picture and write the places in the chart. So this is the picture. On your book, you will tell me the old places and the new places based on what you see in the picture.
The new... places is the department store, restaurant, and movie theater.
Alright, the new places are, can you see that again? The new places are...
The new places are... The department store.
Okay.
Restaurant, and the cinema.
Alright, very good. That is correct. How about the old places? What are the old places in the picture?
There are cornfield and orchard.
Cornfield and orchard.
Yeah.
Okay, can you say that again? There are cornfields and orchard.
There are cornfield and orchard.
All right, very good. Have you been in an orchard before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? How about in a cornfield? Have you been in a cornfield before?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Lots of corns, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You like corn?
Yes, yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Like popcorn.
What? What kind of corn?
I like popcorn.
Okay, that's different. Corn and popcorn are different.
Oh.
Yeah, so let's look at that. Can you see it?
Can
you
yes,
see
I
my
can.
My browser? Okay. This is a popcorn.
Oh my god! Oh my
Oh, I'm hungry. It's a popcorn, especially if it's cheese flavored, right?
Oh my god.
Oh my god. And this is a corn. Oh, I like this kind of corn. It's roasted. It's filled with garlic butter.
Oh.
It's delicious, right?
Yeah.
Does it look delicious?
Yes.
Ah, yeah, it is. Are you hungry now?
Yes.
Are you hungry now?
Yes.
Okay. You can buy corn tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so the corn and the popcorn are different, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Kate, do you have any question?
No, I don't.
Okay, let's go to the next page. Page 137, still on unit 14. So, before you read, how is a city different from the country? So, Kate, you will... compare the city and the country. When we say the country, that means it's a countryside. Okay?
Okay. What is compare?
You will compare two things. The difference. So when we say compare, you're going to look and tell the similarities or differences of a thing. Okay? So, it's like this. Can you see this?
Yes, I can.
Okay, you're going to compare. Are they both purple? Or violet, I'm sorry. Are they both violet? No, right?
Yeah.
So, you're comparing them. They're not the same. So, that's what I mean. You're going to compare the... city and the countryside. Okay?
Okay.
So compare is also called contrasting.
Okay. Contrasting.
Yes. Alright. So repeat after me. So to contrast things.
To contrast things.
We say how they are different.
We say how they are different.
As you read.
As you read,
look out for what is different about places.
Look out for what is different about places.
Oh, I'm sorry. As you read, look out for what is different about places and characters.
As you read, look out for what is different about places and characters.
So this helps you understand the story.
This helps you understand the story.
Okay, good. So read the stories, contrast the characters. So when we say contrast, we're going to compare, okay?
Compare.
Yes, compare and contrast, they're just the same, okay?
Okay.
Alright, so repeat after me. Ben is 8 years old.
Ben is 8 years old.
He has a pet cat.
He has a pet cat.
Ben's favorite color is blue.
Ben's favorite color is blue.
His best friend's name is Jay.
His best friend's name is Jay.
Jay is 9 years old.
Jay is 9 years old.
He has a pet lizard.
Jay has a pet lizard.
Jay's lizard is green and his favorite color is green too.
Jay's lizard is green and his favorite color is green too.
Alright, you're good. Kate, please read the whole paragraph this time.
and is 8 years old. He has a pet cat. Ben's favorite color is blue. His best friend's name is Jay. Jay is 9 years old. He has a pet lizard. Jay's lizard is green, and his favorite color is green.
All right. I like the way you read it, okay? So let's just practice these words. So repeat after me. Favorite.
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 Blue.
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 Years.
Years.
Should have a long E sound, okay? Years.
Year.
Lizard.
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 Green.
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 Favorite.
Favorite.
Oh, A should have a long A sound at the beginning. One more time. Favorite.
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 Kate, what's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue.
Oh, that's also my favorite color too. Yeah, that's also my favorite color.
Because I like Elsa.
Okay, yeah, I remember you like her. All right. So, this is Ben. How old is Ben?
Ben is 8 years old.
How about Jay? How old is Jay?
Jay is 9 years old.
Very good. Does Ben have a pet? Does he have
yes.
a...
Mm-hmm. Yes, he has. He has a cat.
He has a pet cat.
He has a pet cat.
Very good. How about Jay? Does he have a pet too?
Yeah, he has a pet. It's a lizard.
He has a pet lizard.
He has a pet lizard.
Very good. What's Ben's favorite color?
Ben's favorite color is blue.
Blue, very good. One more time. Ben's favorite color is blue.
Ben's favorite color is blue.
How about Jay? What's Jay's favorite color?
Jay's favorite color is green.
Green, very good. One more time. Jay's favorite color is green.
Jay's favorite color is green.
All right. So let's practice these words. This should have a long E sound. Green.
Green.
Very good. One more time. Green.
Green.
Okay. How old is Ben?
Ben is 8 years old.
How about Jay?
Jay is 9 years old.
What's Ben's pet? What kind of pet does Ben have?
He has a pet cat.
Pet cat. How about Jay?
Jay has a pet lizard.
Very good. And how about their favorite color? What's Ben's favorite color?
Ben's favorite color is blue.
And how about Jay?
Jay's favorite color is green.
All right. Very good, Kate. Good job. High five. Come on. You did a good job in answering. Yeah. Okay. I like it. All right. Let's go to number two. Repeat after me, okay? Let's read first the paragraph. I'm Kim.
I'm Kim.
I live in a city with my family.
I live in a city with my family.
We live in a small apartment on a noisy street.
We live in a small apartment on a noisy street.
My best friend, Makiko.
My best friend, Makiko.
Lives in the country with her family.
Live in the country with her family.
They live in a big house on a quiet street.
They live in a big house on a quiet street.
Very good. Okay, please read the whole paragraph again.
I'm Kim. I live in a city with my family. We live in a small apartment on a noisy street. My best friend, Makiko, lives in the country with her family. They live in a big house on a quiet street.
All right, very good. Okay, so good job in reading the paragraph. Okay, let's just practice these words before we continue. Kim.
Kim. Kim.
Kim.
Kim.
City.
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 Family.
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 Apartment.
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 Noisy.
Noisy.
Street.
Street.
Noisy street.
Noisy street.
Best friend.
Best friend.
Best friend.
Best friend.
Lives.
Lives.
Lives. Short I. Lives.
Lives.
Country.
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 Live.
Live.
Big.
Live.
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 Big.
Big.
KW sound, letter Q, qua, qua. Quiet.
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 Street.
Street.
Street. Street.
Street.
Okay, so the street has a long E sound. The Q has a KW sound. Okay.
Okay.
What else?
You mean?
They live. Short I. What else? Big. Big also has a short I. So as you can see, you have to practice words with short I, long E, and Q sound. Okay?
Okay.
Alright, okay. So let's compare and contrast. Okay. Where does Kim live?
She lives in the city.
She lives in the city. Very good. How about Makiko?
She lives in the country.
She lives in the country, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, one more time. I'm just going to do something here. One second. See the corn. Oh, corn again.
Oh, my gosh.
Alright, let's compare Kim and Makiko again, okay? Where does Kim live?
She lives in a city.
Okay, see that again? She lives in a city.
She lives in a city.
Okay, very good. How about Makiko?
She lives in a country.
In the country. She lives in the country.
She lives in the country.
Oh, you can say... She lives in the country.
She lives in the country. She lives.
So don't say she lives. You can just say she lives, alright?
She lives.
Okay. Where does Kim live? What kind of house does she live in?
She lives in an apartment.
She lives...
In the apartment.
In an apartment. Okay, so let's say that again. She lives in an apartment.
She lives in an apartment.
Okay, very good. One more time. She lives in an apartment.
She lives in an apartment.
Okay, avoid saying she's. You can just say she lives.
She lives
in an apartment.
She lives in an apartment.
Very good. How about Makiko? She lives in a house.
She lives in a house.
Okay, the verb should have S. She lives in a house.
She lives in a house.
Very good. Okay, how about Kim? What kind of house does she live in? Is it quiet or noisy?
It's noisy.
She lives in a noisy house.
In a noisy street.
Noisy street. Okay. Very good. And how about Makiko?
She lives in a quiet street.
In a quiet street. Very good. One more time. She lives in a quiet street.
She lives in a quiet street.
All right. Very good. One more time. She lives in a quiet street.
She lives in... to live in with Christ's feet.
Okay, be careful. Alright? Don't forget to pronounce the S in the verb lives. Okay? She lives in a quiet street.
She lives in a quiet street.
Alright, very good.
Okay.
So, do you have any question?
No, I don't.
Okay. How about you, Kate? Do you live in a quiet street or in a noisy street?
I live in a noisy street.
Really? Do you like it?
No, I don't.
No? Yeah, because... Yeah, also... Me neither. I also don't want to live in a noisy street. But, on what floor does... On what floor do you live in a building? Do you live in a building?
Yeah.
On what floor?
On the 24th floor.
20 So high.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
in the building. We have a 35th floor.
In the what? I'm sorry.
In my building, we have 35th floor.
Oh, that's too high. Okay, all right. Wow. Okay, so I guess you see the city outside.
Yeah.
Is it bright? Is it?
Yeah.
Does it have many lights?
Yeah.
I knew it. Oh, okay. I can just imagine. Yeah. I can just imagine you looking at the bright lights of the city. Okay. Is it cold?
Yeah.
Oh, is your air conditioner turned on?
No. In Vietnam, there is the winter.
Oh, you mean it's cold season?
Yeah.
Because
oh my God. If
I'm not mistaken, there's no winter in Vietnam. Just only cold season.
Yeah.
Yeah? So there's no snow, right? No snow.
Yeah.
Just only cold. You just feel cold, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought there's winter. Okay. Alright. So let's have the story on pages 138 and 139 is about a country mouse and a city mouse.
Oh, so
they are mouse. Yeah, they're yes, they're mouses. Yes, and the other mouse lives in the city, and the other mouse lives in the country.
Yeah.
Okay. About a country mouse and a city mouse who go to each other's homes. What do you think they do? Okay. So let's read the title. City Mouse. And Country Mouse.
City Mouse and Country Mouse.
Okay, repeat after me. We will read the story. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get started. City Mouse lives in the city.
City Mouse lives in the city.
There are too many people and cars here.
There are too many people and cars here.
I want some fresh air.
I want some fresh air.
I can visit my cousin, Country Mouse, he says.
It's my cousin, Country Mouse.
Country Mouse, he says.
Country Mouse, he says.
City Mouse flies to the country.
City Mouse flies to the country.
Country Mouse runs to him.
Country Mouse runs to him.
Hello, City Mouse.
Hello, City Mouse.
Welcome to my home.
Welcome to my home.
Thanks, Country Mouse.
Thanks, Country Mouse.
Says City Mouse.
Says City Mouse.
I'm hungry. What's for dinner?
I'm hungry. What's for dinner?
They go to the cornfield and eat some corn.
They go to the cornfield and eat some corn.
Cornfield.
Cornfield.
They go to the orchard and eat some apples.
They go to the orchard and eat some apples.
This food is okay, but it's too plain for me, says City Mouse.
This food is okay. It's too plain for me, says City Mouse.
Plain.
Plain.
Okay, it's bedtime and they're tired.
It's bedtime and they're tired.
They sleep in an old barn.
They sleep in an old barn. What is barn?
Okay, a barn is what you usually see in the farm.
Okay.
So let's check it on Google. So that is a barn.
Oh.
Yes. Have you been in a barn before, or have you seen it, or have you seen a barn before?
No, I haven't.
You haven't? Okay, yeah. No. Now you see a barn. What a barn looks like. Okay, so this is a barn, and this is where you put the grains or animal feeds, or housing farm for animals.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They usually put cows, chicken, and different kinds of animals. Yes. Okay. Are there barns in Vietnam?
Yeah, there are lots of barns in Vietnam.
Oh, so I think there are barns in the countryside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it. Okay. So let's continue. The next morning, they walk to the pond.
The next morning, they walked to the pond.
The country is okay, but it's too boring for me, says City Mouse.
The country is okay, but it's too boring for me, says City Mouse.
Come with me to the city. It's interesting there.
Come with me to the city. It's interesting there.
Okay, says Country Mouse.
Okay, Country Mouse, says Country Mouse.
Okay, says Country Mouse.
Okay, says Country Mouse.
Oh, what happened? Okay. So City Mouse and Country Mouse take a train to the city.
City Mouse and Country Mouse take a train to the city.
They go to a movie theater.
They go to the movie theater.
A department store.
A department store.
And a restaurant.
And a restaurant.
You really feel so cold, huh?
Yeah.
I am jealous of you. Because here it's so hot. It's hot here. It's humid. I want to go there. In Vietnam. Right now. It's cold, right?
Yeah.
I want to visit you. It's cold. Yeah, it's hot here. It's humid. Very hot.
You open the AC?
Oh, later. We will open it later.
Oh my god.
Okay, so the City Mouse and the Country Mouse take a train to the city. They go to a movie theater.
They eat cheese and cookies.
Ah, yes, right. They eat cheese and cookies.
They eat cheese and cookies.
This food is okay, but it's too fancy for me.
This food is okay, but it's too fancy for me,
says Country Mouse.
Says Country Mouse.
It's bedtime and they're tired.
It's bedtime and they're tired.
They sleep in a new hotel.
They sleep in a new hotel.
The next morning, they hear a loud noise.
The next morning, they hear a loud noise.
Cats, run, says City Mouse.
Cats, run, says the City Mouse.
City Mouse and Country Mouse run and run until they are safe.
city mouse and country mouse run and run until they're safe.
The city is okay, but it's too dangerous for me, says country mouse.
The city is okay, but it's too dangerous for me, says country mouse.
Come with me to the country. It's safe there.
Come with me to the country. It's safe there.
No, the country is good for you.
No, the country is good for you.
And the city is good for me, says City Mouse.
And the city is good for me, says City Mouse.
The two mice say goodbye and go home happy.
The two mice say goodbye and go home happy.
Yes, they're happy. All right. So it's a long story about the city mouse and the country mouse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions about the city mouse and the country mouse?
No, I don't.
No? Okay. All right. So let's check the story. Okay. I'll just ask you some questions. Kate, would you like to live in the countryside? Or just stay in the city? Would you like to live in the country or in the city?
In the city.
Why? Why would you like to stay in the city? It's quiet in the country.
Yeah, I know. But my neighborhood is have some ghosts.
There are goats in the country?
Yeah, and I don't like goats.
Oh, animals are okay. Animals are kind. Animals are kind. You don't like goats?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. That's weird. Ho Chi Minh. Is Ho Chi Minh...
Is city.
It's a city? Not
yeah,
a country?
Yeah, city.
Ah, okay. Alright. So, let's go to the question about the country mouse. Alright, so let's have the questions about the city mouse and the country mouse. Let's go to page 140. Okay? Can you see this? We will answer some questions about the story about City Mouse and the Country Mouse. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, number one, City Mouse in the country.
I take the third ball. I don't like it.
Okay. Number two, country mouse in the city.
I think the third box here.
Right, okay. The mice eat cheese and cookies.
I take the first box.
You like it?
I like it.
You like cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, city mouse.
And a cookie.
So, City Mouse flies to the country. Is it... What picture?
I take the second box.
Second box. Okay. Alright. Fair enough. Okay. So, let's go to letter A. Ask and answer the question. Alright. So, repeat after me. What's your favorite part?
What's your favorite part?
City Mouse and Country Mouse in the hotel. It's funny.
City Mouse and Country Mouse in the hotel. It's funny.
In the hotel.
In the hotel.
How about you, Kate? What's your favorite part of the story? What's your favorite part of the story? I think my favorite part here.
I like the last part. Then two mice say goodbye and go home happy.
Ah, okay. So you want a happy ending?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? This is my favorite part. The next morning, they hear a loud noise. Cats run, say city mouse. City mouse and country mouse run and run until they are safe. Yes, they have to run for their lives because there's a...
a cat.
There's a cat.
Okay.
Yes. Why do they need to run after they have seen the cat?
Because the cat can eat them.
Right. Very good. So the cat can eat the mice, right? And they will be foods. They'll become foods. Okay. All right. So let's go to letter B. Who says these sentences? So match the picture to the number. Okay. Number one. Welcome to my home. Is it city boy? I mean, is it city mouse or the country mouse?
It's in the country mouse.
Country mouse, which picture? First or second?
It's the first picture.
First picture, very good. Number two, come with me to the city.
I think the second picture.
Can you see that again? I think it's the second picture.
I think it's the second picture.
Very good. And come with me to the country.
I think it's the first picture.
Alright, let's say I think, you can say
I think.
Okay, very good. I think it's the what picture?
I think it's the first picture.
First picture, okay. So you got letter B correct. Alright, good job. Okay, let's go to letter C this time. How are country mouse and city mouse different? Complete the chart. So, Kate, this is just very easy. You will just compare and contrast the city mouse and the country mouse. But you have to look at the story first for you to be able to answer the questions. Timer starts now. Hello. Clean it down, please. Saka yun ang clogging. Nagkakaplog. Alam ba nakakantok yung kape niyan? The barn. He likes food. Five minutes alone. Okay, let's try answering, okay?
Okay.
Alright, so the country mouse likes food, but he thinks that the food is plain, right? How about the city mouse?
He likes cheese and cookies.
You like cheese and cookies.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. That is right. Yes. Okay, so let's go to Country Mouse. He thinks the city is...
He thinks the city is... The Country Mouse says he thinks the city is fancy.
The city is fancy. Okay, so the country is okay, but it's too boring for me, says City Mouse. Come with me to the city. It's interesting there. Okay, says Country Mouse. So City Mouse and Country Mouse take a train to the city. Okay, City Mouse. Alright, so if you will check here, okay, the city is okay, but it's too dangerous for me, says Country Mouse. So Country Mouse thinks that the city is
dangerous.
Okay. How about the City Mouse? What does he think about the city?
He thinks it's interesting.
Interesting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take me a minute.
Yeah, sure. Just make it quick, we only have 3 minutes left.
Okay,
but that was quick. interesting, okay. The city is interesting. Okay, how about the Country Mouse? He thinks the country is... Country Mouse says that the countryside is...
He thinks the country is safe.
Yes, very good. That's the correct answer. Good job. And City Mouse thinks that the country is...
He thinks the country is boring.
Boring. Okay. Alright. Very good. Oh, you forgot to answer City Mouse. He likes the food, but what does City Mouse think about the food?
Think it's too fancy.
It's fancy. City Mouse thinks that the food is...
The food is too fancy.
Fancy, okay. Alright. Look at your work, Kate. You got an awesome... You did a great job. This is an awesome work. Very good, Kate. High five. Come on, give me five. Alright. Okay, so Kate, I think we will just continue the lesson on Friday. We stopped at page 140. I'll just put that here, page 140 for Kate. Page 140. We stopped at page 140. I think part. Okay. Kate, I just want to say that you did a good job in our class. You were careful in answering the activity on your Oxford discovery from pages 137 to 40. Keep up the great job, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have any questions before I say goodbye?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just prepare for your next lesson. Don't forget to read. We will continue page 140, okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's going to be all. Take care. And you have a good night. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
She's also saying goodbye to you, too.
Yeah. And so...
Bye.